Hello, and welcome to the Yoga and Yum podcast. My name is Sybil Shelton Ford, and I'm your host, and I'm really glad that you're here. This is a place where we practice deep mindfulness, radical self-care, and learn to live our lives on purpose so that we can experience more yum. And this is episode 11. It seems like a milestone for me. I really love the number 11. And I have to say, I'm really proud of myself because I actually uploaded, if you will, 11 episodes. And actually, it's 12 if you count the very first episode, which I called episode zero because it was an introduction. I'm really happy that I did this. In the beginning, I just thought, well, I'm going to put it out there and see what happens. I don't even know if I'll do it all the time, or I'm not even sure if anybody will like it, but I've had so much positive response. I'm like, this is awesome. And I still have so many things I want to talk about. So I decided just to keep doing it. And thank you so much for following me and following this journey. I really, really appreciate it. Everybody that's downloaded an episode, shared it with friends. Thank you so, so much for that. It's been amazing. And I'm just going to keep doing it. So today, I'm actually taking a little break in the regularly scheduled show. Instead, I'd like to offer an open invitation for you to either visit, if you're new here, or revisit some of the practices that I've shared over the past few weeks. So I really wanted this podcast to be a mix of information and practice, because I feel like the practice piece, those are the pieces for radical self-care. When we actually do these things over and over and over again, it kind of becomes part of our self-care rituals, then that's where the magic happens. So I am going to offer this week as a time to just go back and check out some of the practice episodes. So I'm going to go ahead and list them for you here. So some ideas would be episode one. It's called Just Say Ha. And that's the episode where we took a few mindful breaths together. It's a great opportunity just to take a few mindful breaths. It's more like a breath awareness practice. We don't really do things to change the breath or shape it. We're just noticing. So go back and listen to that. I think that's a really powerful thing to do, is to really get in touch with our breath, because the breath is everything. Another practice idea would be to go to episode two, Just Say Yum. And that's all about mindful eating. In that episode, I talk about what mindful eating is, and then I guide you through a brief mindful eating exercise or practice. And you can do this if you just choose to take one mindful bite a day. You can take one mindful bite, or you can have a whole meal that way. And it can really help you deepen your relationship with food and nourishment and just how you see eating and how you feel eating. In episode three, it's not really the practice video, but it goes really well with that one if you haven't heard it. We talk about the science of mindful eating, and it's called How to Eat Half a Cookie. But again, that's not really a practice video. Episode four, The Amazing Gifts of Crocodile Pose, is a practice video. I guide you through a practice of accessing the breath deep in the belly. It's one that's done prone, so you're lying on your belly. And it also helps you to develop an awareness of how the breath can affect back of your body. And that's really important and powerful in stimulating our parasympathetic nervous response. And I talk about that a lot on this podcast. So check that out. That is something that I do almost all the time, like at least four or five times a week. Episode five is called Belly Breathing 3.0. And that is really powerful. And it's also a gentle way to practice shaping your breath. And it's a really good one to do with crocodile pose, you just kind of flip over on your back. Or if you're a person that can't lay on your belly for whatever reason, this is another way to really kind of understand the mechanics of the breath and to begin to shape it a little bit. And then finally, in episode 10, which is the body awareness meditation or body scan practice, it's really great to help you tap into the vital messages that your body wants you to know so that you can respond accordingly. So check that one out too. That was just last week. And I would love it if you would commit to doing one or more of these practices this week. I think that you'll love it too. And just remember, when it comes to mindfulness and yoga, the magic happens with practice. Like, practice is the key. And practice means more than once. So if you are like an athlete, you don't just practice your craft one time and say you're done. If you're learning a new skill, you don't just do it one time and say, I'm good. This is the same thing. Like, yoga and mindfulness, the same thing. It takes practice. We even do the same poses, the same breath, the same strategies over and over and over again. And every time we revisit, we learn something new. There's like a new nuance. There's more depth. That's where the magic is. So I invite you to choose one of these practices, maybe more, and do them this week. I think that you'll really benefit from it. So next week, I'm going to return with a brand new episode that I think you will love, especially if you are expecting a baby or are actively parenting, or even if you're actively grandparenting. A lot of people are actively grandparenting, meaning they are taking really active roles in caring for their children's children. So it's really good. That's a really good episode. I interview my really good friend, Sarah, who is the mom to 6 amazing children, one of them who's neurodivergent, has been diagnosed with ASD and other things. And she shares how mindfulness guides her parenting style and practices. And she gives so many wise tips and strategies. So make sure you come back for that one. It is really, really powerful. It's actually my longest podcast yet. And I had a lot of fun talking with Sarah. She's awesome. So come back next week for a brand new episode. Until then, try out one of my practices, the practice episodes. Give them another go. Let me know in the comments how it goes for you again. That would be awesome. And if you need any extra support or ideas on breathing exercises and other yoga stuff, please consider joining my free Facebook group. It's called As You Are Yoga and Yum. And your support means a lot to me. This is an independent podcast. And it would be great if you would give me a rating or leave a comment. Go, if you screenshot it and send me your rating or comment to Sybil@asyouareyoga.com, I'll send you a link to get access to my free 5-class series. It's a gentle yoga flow series. And the videos are like 20 minutes or less. And I'll send that to you for as a thank you. Again, thank you so much for listening. I will be back next week with a brand new episode. But until then, here's wishing you all the yum in life. And have a beautiful day or night. Peace.